I have a positive story about our healthcare system. There's been so much negativity on social media about wait times, understaffing and restrictive protocols that I wanted to offer a different view. Let me start by saying I understand each patient's journey is unique, so the experience will be also, but one good story deserves another, right? So, this was an experience for a friend's mother who recently had a bad fall, complete with bang to the head, arms and doing a number to her pelvis in the form of multiple fractures. She spent several days in hospital and was then transferred to a rehabilitation facility. That's where I watched a fascinating process purely as an uninvolved onlooker. Let's start with the two men who came to transport her, let's call her Mrs. C, from one location to the other. If you think women of any age don't appreciate a fit, attractive guy lifting them onto a bed, you'd be wrong. They got her from the chair to the stretcher and strapped her in so tight she said she felt like a mummy. The attendant replied, "No, like a beautiful burrito." Mrs. C said she would never escape. He replied, "Nope, you're all mine now." I thought this sweet little comment did a lot to make her feel secure and protected and broke the ice a bit. Maybe "broke" is the wrong word. Too soon? After the arrival at the rehab center, there was a whirlwind of activity the likes of which I have never seen. We've all heard the horror stories of patients being stranded in hallways for hours before being assessed or treated. That was certainly not the case here. Without exaggeration, within 10 minutes of arrival, the medical team, and I do mean team, was in action. There were two doctors at her bed to do introductions and intake. Then, almost like a choreographed dance, one professional came in and another left to be replaced by the next. Truthfully, every single one was friendly, kind, helpful, and pleasant. Honestly, as the person whose only task was to stay out of the way and offer moral support, my head was spinning. She was visited by two doctors, three nurses, a physiotherapist, and, eventually, a meal provider. I'm not talking about for brief visits. They came and went for the entire afternoon. The words "intense" and "thorough" came immediately to mind. I know I watch too many true crime TV shows, but I kept thinking there would be fewer questions by the FBI had Mrs. C had been on a crime spree. I am going to estimate well over 150 questions on subjects from where she lives and how the accident happened to what medication she takes to gauging for herself her quality of life and plans for the future. I assume this is a holistic approach to care, where a patient is assessed based on every aspect of life and not simply your sore arm. You know what they didn't ask? How will you be paying for this? United States, take note. In any case, it was impressive. As I silently answered the questions on my own about myself, I wanted the doctor to book me in for a stay, too. Do you get enough sleep? Never. How much exercise do you get? You mean other than trips to the fridge and back? Have you lost weight without trying? Not in this current lifetime. Do you enjoy your life? What specific day are you referring to? Let's just say Mrs. C had much better and healthier responses than I did. So, after this whirlwind day that left all of us in the room exhausted, there was a clear knowledge of what the patient needed and wanted, not to mention a plan to get it done. I can't answer yet if intake day was the only one in which she will be get so much attention, but we shall see. It certainly left her family feeling hopeful and excited about a full recovery. I have purposely not identified the name of the facility or the city because it is my sincere hope every patient experience, no matter where, could be so positive.